I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your schedule to stop by, tune in, and let's hopefully walk away with information, good information, useful, priceless information that we can relate to our good health. You know, every day, might be once a day, might be five times a day, might be 50 times a day, I know, I guarantee that every one of us wishes that we were doing one thing better, had more energy, fit in our clothes a little better, didn't have to squeeze into our clothes in the morning, you know, didn't open the closet door and think, oh, what am I going to wear today? Wish that you could eat the foods that you loved with never having a problem. Wish that you were sleeping better, in a better mood, maybe hormonally more balanced. Maybe you weren't showing the signs of aging so much. Maybe you haven't slowed down as much as you have. You know, we have wishes and things we do every day. Do we do anything about them? Sometimes. Are we successful? Not so much. And I think that success rate comes from maybe not taking the time or maybe not feeling comfortable asking questions about these situations. Well, let me tell you what, you're in the majority. Most people out there over the age of 35 are already looking for ways to slow it down, feel better, be more active, have more energy, sleep better at night, and just be a better, healthier person. So you are in a very big majority. Could everybody benefit from learning a little bit about alternatives and complements available? Yes. And would even more people, you know, learn from being able to ask questions and, you know, about how things are going for them individually, not just on a big scale, but individually, how are they doing? Yes, they would. This show, for such a long time now, 38 years, has taken a lot of different deviations from the path. And, you know, but one consistent thing that we've always tried to do with this show is offer advice and a counsel, if you will. A backup place to get information, you know, a place where the information you're getting is up to date, so you're not having to dig and research. We all know ourselves that whether we are the student or not the student, we know whether or not we're going to go in and start digging into libraries and research manuals, and we know that we're not going to, too. So I always make sure that I try to send you to Stay Healthy as your second stage for taking that information and that interest that's been piqued, or that interest that has been provoked or starved for information, because at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, you can really move to the next level. Not only is it Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade, but it's a store that is a full-service store. And with part of that full service is an amazing, knowledgeable staff that's not only helpful, but helping you be decisive. And at the same time, making sure that there's so much up-to-date information at your fingertips that you're going to truly walk away this time with a better feeling, most always thinking to yourself, you know what? I got this. You know, I was missing all these pieces before, and now it makes sense why I was not so successful. But there's absolutely no reason why I can't be successful this time around. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They carry the best in every category, only the best, and great prices every single day. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston is where you'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Monday through Friday, make sure that you stop in during the week and the weekend. Remember, you don't have to just base this on your 5 days. Some people say, well, you know, I'm off on Saturday and, you know, maybe I'll buzz over then. But all week long, you get these amazing, knowledgeable people. So Sundays are closed. Saturdays 9 to 7, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, excuse me. And then Sundays, they're closed. I think everybody takes a day to kind of reflect and maybe line up all their supplements and all their planning for the next week. There is some planning that goes in, so I hope you'll use some of that as well. Speaking of information and awesome information and consistent information, Sarah Burton is back with us today, and we're going to be talking about our sluggish adrenals. We all are wondering why we're so tired. And we're going to talk about that word, that M word that seems to be, I don't know, slowing us down, and we sure do throw things at that word, metabolism. And I think a lot of us are looking to find a way to kick that metabolism to the curb. Well, maybe if we just treat it a little nicer, it might just do some good things for us. Sarah has worked in the natural products industry since 2002, from the supplement aisles in downtown Chicago to territory sales for the greater Midwest. Education has and is at the heart of her work. Sarah says she has been fortunate enough to work for several wonderful companies, culminating with her role now as national educator for Life Seasons. She believes strongly in the incredible healing power of nature and wants to help make it easy for all of us to connect with the right products so that we can live happy, healthy, and fantastic lives. And that's an awesome thing, being out there spreading the word, because I guarantee you, it's a lot of work. And, you know, as many of us as we think are supplement takers and are trying to strive toward good health, there's a huge percentage of us out there still learning, still being woke up that there's alternatives and not even knowing that they have another choice. So when you're out there in the field and you're training and you're teaching and you're educating, you know, you're enlightening a lot of people, but you're also opening the eyes of people that may never have known about it had we not been out there doing our job and teaching. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm really well. Thanks for that great introduction. It always makes me smile.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, sometimes I've done lectures before, and I know you have, and someone will come up after and they'll say, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no clue that there was even a choice. I didn't think I had anything even available. I was never told that I had another route. And you know, we're the first people to say, work with your doctor. We're the first people to say, go in and get your tests done and, you know, have a dialogue and a conversation with your doctor and ask them if they know anything on the natural side that you could try before you jump into the amber pharmaceutical bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're not, I'm never say anything bad about your doctors, but I think we need to be responsible for our health and our information.
Absolutely. In Life Seasons, we talk about this a lot. We are so grateful that emergency medicine exists and that the breakthroughs in medical technology have come to pass, but that for normal, everyday health challenges, we believe that nature should be the first step, right? That maybe pausing, taking deep breath, and looking at what subtle imbalances could be producing some of these symptoms is a wise way to go, because then we don't have to get into the prescription pad and the pharmaceuticals, which have just a host of side effects, right? So when we can turn to natural ingredients, maybe things that are missing from our diet, or gentle herbs that can help bring back balance so that our body can function the way that our body was always meant to function, it's just such a great option.
You know, and I don't think it's too late. You know, no matter what we're doing right now, I don't think it's too late to start a healthier protocol. And a lot of people think, well, you know, I'm this age, I'm that age, I've had all these bad habits. Okay, fine. But, you know, even our livers and our lungs start to rejuvenate the day we stop bad things.
Yes.
So your body wants to work with you, but you have to work with your body.
Yes. And I can think of it in terms of, you know, today, am I nourishing my body? Am I giving it the factors that it needs to build health or to tear down health, right? If I just go to bed an hour earlier, right, or sleep in better darkness, wake up at a good time, you know, more clean water each day, every little incremental bit gives me such dividends. And absolutely, there's no point in life when it's too late to get started. You're absolutely right.
Now, when people are listening right now, they've heard the word adrenal glands. They know we have two.
Mm-hmm.
We know that sometimes sluggish and exhausted adrenals, are that terminology is thrown around a lot. Why do we want healthier adrenals, and how have we ended up with such unhealthy adrenals?
Those are great questions. It's something that comes up a lot. I probably think about adrenals more than most people my age. Actually, when I just recently read the Dickens classic Great Expectations again, and after a certain point in the plot, I was like, you know what, that character, what he had was adrenal exhaustion, and my husband just rolled his eyes and laughed, but I was serious, you know? When you've been through a lot, when you've been through an incredibly stressful time, it takes a toll on your adrenal glands, and some of the symptoms that you might be feeling if your adrenals aren't working properly are a really common one. Waking up in the morning still feeling tired, not springing out of bed, not feeling fully rested and rejuvenated, even from the moment that you wake up, right? We've just had 8 hours of sleep. We should be rested and recharged, but we don't feel that vitality. That ongoing fatigue throughout the day, maybe finding it more and more difficult to handle stressful situations, even feeling some mild depression, seeing the impact to our libido, and being susceptible to kind of every cough and cold and sniffle and sneeze that comes around. That's another symptom of reduced adrenal potency. Even things like low blood pressure, intolerance to cold, feeling every chill in the air, and caffeine dependence is a big, big factor that people recognize as a symptom of their adrenals being depressed. So if you don't want to feel that way, if you want to feel like you have enough energy to get through your day, and when you get home from work at the end of the day, you don't just, you know, slump onto the couch with your coat on and just, you know, just go on a Netflix binge because you can't muster up the energy to do anything else. That's not real living, right? So if we don't want to feel that way, we can take care of our adrenals, which have gotten taxed by dealing with stressful situations far more often than what our bodies were designed to do, in my opinion. That's based on, you know, what I've learned over my years in the industry and the books that I've read, that, you know, humans today, we're bombarded. We are multitasking all the time. We have so much, even just in terms of our electronics and smart devices, pinging for our attention all the time, and we just are so depleted. So if you have that feeling of being just squeezed out, that's a really common feeling for me when I need to take care of my adrenals, feeling depleted and squeezed out, nourishing our adrenals with something that's not a stimulant, but is that gentle, tonifying, nourishing kind of formula can really make a huge difference to the way you feel every day.
Now let me ask you a question. Let's say that you're really healthy, mm-hmm. And you're exercising and doing, and your adrenals are really in good order, but you are so stressed that it's the stress that's wearing out the adrenals. It's not your, mm-hmm. your other part of your lifestyle. You're eating really well, you're exercising, sure. you're doing all that, but you are burning out your adrenals just because of the stress in your life. Do we treat that the same way?
Absolutely. And you're sort of describing the situation that I was in, because I eat very carefully. I've been in the natural products world for a long time. So we eat very nourishing food at home and no junk, and clean water and fresh air and body movement and everything. And just the way my body was handling stress, it was just really taking a toll. And I saw an acupuncturist years ago, and she kept trying to ask me about my levels of stress. And I was laughing and saying, I know you think with my job I must be stressed, but I'm promising you I'm not. And eventually she said, the symptoms that your body is showing me tells me your body is stressed. Whether or not your brain believes you are, your body is showing me the evidence of holding on to stress repeatedly. So that was really eye-opening for me. And so when I do take the adrenal tea formula from Life Seasons, Jeff, I feel like a different person. I am completely different, especially in the second half of my day where I start to lose steam after lunch. I don't have that happen when I take this formula.
You know, I think everybody processes their stress a little differently. Some mm-hmm. people, it shuts them down. Some people, it wires them up. But mm-hmm. if you are the wired up part, you know, you will crash.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it won't be pretty. And I will get irritable and lash out and, you know, really agitated and then crash, or I can't move, right? So sort of one extreme or the other. And when I take this formula, Adrenal Tea from Life Seasons, it has great B vitamins in it. So right away we're nourishing the adrenal glands. A lot of beautiful herbs like holy basil, rhodiola, schizandra, ashwagandha that are nourishing and helping the body adapt and deal with stress. Oat straw, which is a nervine herb, very tonic and nourishing. And all together, this makes me feel balanced and rejuvenated, full of all the vitality that I'm looking for without added caffeine. It is so energizing to me that for the first probably 2 weeks I was taking this formula, I kept going back and looking at the label and thinking, am I missing it? There's got to be a bunch of caffeine in here. How am I so energized? How am I, you know, doing loads of laundry at 7 p.m. where normally I couldn't do that without extra caffeine? But it's just this beautiful formula. It's very, very invigorating without being caffeinated.
Now, let's have some clarity here. Coming up through the ranks, they used to sell glandulars. They would sell, and they still do, they would sell like freeze-dried adrenal glandular. And, you know, a lot of it was sold within the bodybuilding arena. Some people still do use glandulars today. If someone was taking a glandular then, and now they're looking at a tonifying tonic blend called the Adrenal Tea, how do they differ? And where are we now where we weren't before?
No, that's a great question. And so Life Seasons as a company, we do occasionally use products from animals where we feel like they're important or appropriate. In this formula, we felt like we could get exactly what we were looking for our customers without using an animal-derived glandular extract where it's taking the animal gland, like you said, and freeze-drying it, and powdering it, putting into a form. That's an old form of medicine that can be appropriate at times. What I like about this formula is we have the option to do it in a vegetarian way, no animal ingredients, and just with these nourishing herbs to help, you know, reduce an excess amount of cortisol being pumped out to repair and nourish those adrenal glands, and to do that sort of slow, gentle building over time, along with giving me the rejuvenated feeling right away that I'm looking for, we can get this customer, you know, and me, I'm a big customer for this product, we can get this person where they want to be without using the animal glandular in this formula.
You know, it was just something that was just, you know, pretty well thought about back then, and it was pretty much that group of people that were using it. So, but I rarely see anybody hardly using glandulars today, because I think we have brought about good information about, you know, what's the difference, and, you know, using a tonifying tonic, you're actually helping to support your own individual gland that you're trying to work with. So, today, a lot of people, of course, are trying new diets and trying to cut back on their calories, and their caloric intake is different. And, you know, many of them are exercising and doing the right thing. But if they are history-based with this, and that they're stressing out because of this new way of eating, because they're weighing themselves too much and, you know, gluing themselves to the scale way too much and don't know how to know the fluctuations about how things work in the body, you can go up and down and still be going down. Who's a candidate for adrenal besides somebody stressed?
Yeah, no, I think somebody who feels low energy, somebody who's trying to have a more active life, maybe even if you just look around your house and think, oh, there's this to-do list that I never get to done, you know?
To done, yeah, there you go.
If you just don't have the bandwidth, the energy, the stamina to accomplish the things that you're hoping to accomplish during your day, for me, that's where I notice this formula the most is that if I forget to take it, or, you know, don't reorder my bottle in time and I go without it, I just get so much less accomplished. And so then I start being more stressed because now there are piles of laundry and I didn't hang the picture, you know, and those things pile up. And so it gets me in gear, gets me moving. And that, I think, carries over to all the people who are hoping to have a healthier, more active lifestyle here in the new year. Maybe you're hoping to go to the gym, but it gets dark earlier, and I have enough energy to actually get up and go either early in the morning or after work when I have adequate adrenal nourishment so that I can even imagine going. You know, there have been times when I was so fatigued that I thought, man, how could I even go to the gym? I'd fall asleep on the way there. I'm so exhausted all the time. And I don't have to feel that way. There are solutions.
Somebody just chimed in, Sarah. He said, I use this in the morning and the afternoon, and I found out that my nights were still kind of stressful, and I take all the other things that I know I should be taking. I added in a third one of these in the late evening before I go to bed because I'm up quite late. I found that I relaxed better, I fell asleep faster, and I woke up a little bit more positive. Just wondered if you could ask your guest, Jeff, if it's okay to do three, if I found my niche. Good question.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I think if you're feeling that good, it sounds like three is a good fit for you. There really isn't anything in this formula that we would be worried about getting too much of, because primarily these nourishing tonic herbs that you could take in a tea form, so you could potentially be getting even more than that in the day and have no problem. And then the two vitamins that are in the formula are both B vitamins, which are water soluble, so you don't have to worry about, you know, too much accumulating. So absolutely, if he's feeling good on it, that's a great fit for him. I would say if somebody is more sensitive and has difficulty falling asleep, because there is a lot of, especially B12, which is a very energizing vitamin, B6 and B12 are in this formula. I think if I tried to take it right before I fell asleep, I would probably get up and keep cleaning my bathroom or something. I would be really energized, I think. So you can try for yourself and see how your own body tolerates things. For me, the ideal time to take this, because I do experience that after lunch slump, that kind of 2 p.m. where I would be, you know, thinking about maybe getting some additional caffeine to keep me going. I like taking adrenal tea at lunchtime because it starts to kick in, and then I never hit that slump. I can just keep working beautifully right through it, and then all of my energy stays throughout my evening, for me winding down around 10:30 at night when I want to go to bed. So for me, right at lunchtime is ideal.
So let's segue into metabolism, which adrenal is a part of, and it would be a great additional item to take with it. Why do you think today, I mean, I know that there's a time, if I think back far enough, that I would hear people talking about their metabolism slowing down, but they were like in their 50s and 60s and sometimes even older. You know, I can't lose weight like I used to, and I gain weight just by walking by the bakery. And, you know, but now I hear the word metabolism, but I hear it used in almost every age bracket. I just hear a teenager the other day saying, you know, I've been working out for like a month now. I haven't lost a pound. I think my metabolism is dead.
I think it's just what we were talking about. Adrenals, stress, caffeine, and sugar, I think, is the other nail in the coffin there. Is that, you know, I can remember really clearly maybe 10 years ago thinking, wow, why do I have all these young teenage girls coming in when I'm working in health food stores looking for, you know, solutions for their weight? And I, one day it just dawned on me. I watched some of them coming in drinking like frappuccinos, you know, milkshakey whipped cream coffee drinks. And I thought, well, there you go. I think that's a part of it, is that we are doing more and more and more caffeine, which squeezes our adrenal glands out. And so then we have less resilience to respond to stress. Our body produces, you know, maybe inappropriate amounts of cortisol to deal with everyday stressors, which causes us to store fat right around the muffin top area where no one wants to gain weight, right? And then that extra sugar causes me to have a spike and then drop in my blood sugar level, which then makes me feel artificially hungry later on in the day. So I end up eating more and more and more food than what my body really needs, because my poor blood sugar level has just gotten monkeyed around with so much by the excess caffeine and especially the sugar. So yeah, I think those are major factors affecting people today.
Well, and the other thing, you know, I think sometimes we don't really track, you know, what we're doing, and I don't think we really understand the amount of calories and things that are in foods and drinks that we drink. And, you know, I think sometimes we are surprised. I have a friend, and I had her keep a log, because she was just hands down telling me, she said, Jeff, I'm hardly eating at all. And I said, well, if you're going to do this, I need you to do it safely and honestly. And if we can't fix it, unless there's something that you're writing down. And so she decided to keep a log for me, and she did. And we sat down and we started figuring it out. The first day, she ate 7,100 calories.
Oh, my goodness.
She was eating bags of nuts she thought were really good for her. She has three, like, salted caramel mocha frappuccinos every day.
Oh, my gosh, see?
And she didn't realize that just that in itself was almost 1,400 calories.
Like, her whole day's worth of need in just the drinks, yeah.
And sodas, 8-9 cans a day.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, so she just considered it beverage, thinking it was just like water. You know, and the coffees, too. Oh, it's just water running through my system. So we kept the log, and she averaged around 45 to about 7,000 calories a day. So I said, okay, before you run out and start doing all this other stuff, you know, she picked up the metabolism, she picked up the adrenal, she picked up a good multi, she picked up the anxiety. She also picked up the rest Z because she needs some help. And I said, this is how I would start this stuff. Let's put everything else on hold. Take your multiple, take your probiotic, take your enzyme. So she's taking all this stuff, and, you know, I gave her a list, and she was like, oh, my goodness. And then it came out. She goes, I'm starving. I said, no, you're just used to overeating dramatically. She went for a week of that, wasn't really happy with me. She ended the second week, and she was really feeling great. And by the time she got to the third week, she was in the groove, and she dropped 22 pounds.
Wow. Oh, she's lucky to have you as a resource. That's fantastic. Yeah, just helping guide and see the evidence, right? It's such a great idea to keep a log and see, because it's easy to overlook where we're getting extra, you know, units of energy and calories that we don't even realize. So, wow, very cool to hear that. Yeah, I think the metabolism is a great suggestion. When I dove into this product, this formula from Life Seasons, Metabolism for Weight Control, I was really impressed at how elegantly formulated I think it is, because if you start from square one and say, why is it difficult for someone to maintain their healthy body weight, right? If you make it the simplest kind of equation, you know, either that person is eating more food than they need, like your friend was unknowingly, or their body isn't burning those food calories as quickly as they should be, right? If we make it the simplest sort of, you know, energy exchange kind of thinking. And metabolism really touches on all the reasons that someone might be doing those things, right? From helping balance their blood sugar levels, which we have just talked about being so important. Metabolism by Life Seasons has chromium to help balance blood sugar and get it into the cells, be burned as energy and fuel rather than being stored as fat. It has ingredients that have appetite suppressant qualities like theobromine. And even it has apple cider vinegar, which is a staple of health food stores, right? If you've been shopping in health food stores since the beginning of time, since the 50s and 60s, you'll recognize apple cider vinegar as a standby. And there are studies that show that if you take some apple cider vinegar at the beginning of a meal, your blood sugar at the end of the meal is more stable than if you had eaten the same food and not taken the apple cider vinegar. So it even includes that ingredient. It's a really well thought out, safe, balanced approach to give you the resources you need in your body for your mood, for your blood sugar, for your energy levels, for your thermogenesis, so the rate at which your body burns fat as fuel, and all without any kind of stimulant, gimmicky ingredients.
You know, I think about this metabolism formula, and I think to myself, who is the category of people that I would recommend? And I would say people that are stressed, people that are eating late night, people that eat out of bags in their car, people that do a lot of fast food, junk food, processed food, pre-made food, anyone who has been battling the bulge for a while, no matter what age you are, people that are just uncomfortable in their skin. But I wouldn't do it without the adrenal, because I think the combination of the two would really make a difference. And if you are overly anxious and edgy and nervous about it, then I wouldn't do the two of those without adding the anxiety, because this is an amazing product that does balance you.
I agree. Right. If you are conscious of your stress, absolutely give yourself the gift of adding in the anxiety formula, because that will really quiet that mental chatter, give you the feeling of, you know, everything being all right. You got this. You can do this. The adrenal tea helps your body cope with the stress, and the metabolism will give you all the resources you need to get through the day without those intense hunger pangs, those intense cravings, and the intense drops in your blood sugar. So one of my favorite reviews of this formula, metabolism, came from a health food store owner in the Chicagoland area in the south suburbs. And she she's like a feisty Southside Irish gal. I really like her a lot. And she said, "I refuse to get on this low-carb bandwagon. I love bagels. I'm not going to stop eating them. I'm going to try to do things healthier, but I refuse to try to go extreme and low-carb." But she introduced metabolism, and she said, "I feel so good on it." She chalked it up to the green tea and the theobromine, so those kind of mood uplifting aspects of those ingredients. She said she just felt sunny and happy and more uplifted. And she said by the end of the month, she realized she just was naturally choosing bagels less often. This was her review, that without intending to, she just chose them less often. And I think it's because her mood and her blood sugar were more steady. So she wasn't unconsciously seeking out that sort of the comfort that we get from carbs, right, with that we then pay the price for sometimes if we overindulge or they're too refined. But she really said this was such a great ally walking alongside me, just kind of curbing her craving for some of those things.
You know, there's a lady I know that shops at Stay Healthy, and she's been diabetic for a while. And she has a new diabetic doctor, and the doctor recommended that she go there and pick up some things for her metabolism. He didn't want her to use heavy stimulants, but he wanted her to pick up some things for her metabolism. You know, things like chromium and, you know, maybe some green tea and things like that. And she picked up the metabolism formula from Life Seasons. And she started taking it. She was taking it already about 2 weeks when she went in to see the doctor. And she showed him the formula, and he said, "Oh, this is great." And he said, "There's no heavy-duty stimulants in here,
right,
so you're not going to be shaky." And then he weighed her in, and she had lost like 7 pounds. And it was just in 2 weeks, which people may not think is a lot, but she didn't change anything else. And
amazing.
What was really funny was, kind of like you just mentioned, she's a big bread person. And she found that, you know, she was hardly ever eating bread because she just didn't have that taste on her tongue that she needed to satisfy.
Yes.
And she's doing really, really good. But he was really happy with it. And he said, "Okay," he goes, "this is one I'll send people in for, because it'll make it easier if I could send them with a name and they're not having to do all the research themselves."
Excellent. Excellent. Well, good for her for finding it. Good for Stay Healthy for directing her to that. And I can imagine that a doctor practitioner looking at this would say, "Now, this is nice. This is nice. It's not stimulant." The green tea and green coffee bean in the formula do provide a small amount of caffeine, but Metabolism by Life Seasons is a 3-capsule-a-day formula, and in those 3 capsules total, there are 23 milligrams of caffeine total, which is less than a Starbucks decaf has. So if you would be able to sip a Starbucks decaf over the course of the day, you'd be absolutely fine with the amount of caffeine coming from green tea. But then, of course, green tea has L-theanine, which helps keep my heart rate steady and stable, so I don't get a jittery feeling from it.
You know, it's kind of like a parade of dominoes today in our life. You know, when one falls, another one falls, and after that. Because I think that we, as we get older, we realize how things are connected. We realize that if we're inactive and we put on a lot of weight, we're carrying weight, which affects our joints, which affects our blood sugar, our blood pressure, and our heart. We also may not know that what we're talking about today is, if you're stressed out and your adrenals are sluggish, it can make you amazingly and overly anxious, leading to anxiety and depression and bad mood and just that not want to do anything. And then it'll affect your metabolism and how you process foods, And if you do and care and are able to lose weight, it's going to depend on your metabolism being in shape, but also being up to date as well. So there's a lot of things that can work together. And, you know, you could follow this chain and find out where you're starting and where you're ending. And you can actually see the products that can make a difference for you. And sometimes it's as easy as tying them together with plenty of water and letting them do their job.
Yes.
You know, so it's complicated, but you guys have made it easy because of these formulas. Oh, and there are $3 off coupons you can use on the low sale price of the products that Stay Healthy. So Marge wanted me to mention that, so I did. Let me ask you a question. More men, more women using metabolism?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, the customers I see asking questions about it more often are typically women, but it absolutely is appropriate for men's bodies too. I just think maybe women approaching me in the aisle, because I'm a woman, you know, might feel more comfortable. Maybe the guys who work at Stay Healthy get approached more often by guys about this product. But absolutely, it's appropriate for everyone.
How do you suggest they use it?
So it's a 3-capsule-a-day serving size. I think an ideal way to take it is one per meal, right? So it's sort of spreading it out over the course of the day. That way I'm getting that little bit of apple cider vinegar at each meal. I'm getting, you know, the chromium into my bloodstream regularly, helping keep my blood sugar levels steady throughout the day. If you're somebody who thinks, oh, I couldn't even do a sip of decaf before bedtime, you could maybe do 2 capsules with your largest meal in the morning or at lunchtime, and then one with your other meal in the daytime. But I think one per meal is a pretty easy way to think of taking it.
Okay. The other thing is, obviously we want to make some dietary reductions and changes. You know, people ask me all the time, I suppose I have to cut everything in my world out. No, but I think you should cut back the things that you probably in your heart know you should not be consuming every day.
Sure.
I mean, that's easy.
I think looking for hidden sugar is one of the best advantages folks can give themselves, because if you look through the things that you eat regularly, your bread probably has added sugar that you don't need to have. You can get an alternative, you know, bread that just isn't made with sugar. Your ketchup probably has a ton of corn syrup or sugar in it, mayonnaise, salad dressings. It can be in, you know, on your roasted salted nuts. It can be all throughout your day, which makes you feel artificially more hungry. So if you just look at your foods that you're eating and look at the top 5 ingredients and don't pick things that have sugar added in the top 5 ingredients, you'll be amazed at how much less food you crave throughout the day. You can still have, you know, a handful of almonds, just plain, you know, or salted with no sugar. And your body's hunger cues will naturally sort of recalibrate to more appropriate hunger cues for your age and weight and level of activity. It's pretty amazing to see how much impact added sugar, especially that sneaky sugar.
A lot of people are cutting back their calories, of course, and they're cutting back those want-to-go-to familiar comfort zone foods. If appetite starts to increase, is the metabolism going to help to tackle that?
Yeah, metabolism has ingredients to help with your hunger cues and feeling satiated, not having that like overly large appetite. I'm not a fan of cutting calories necessarily. I think a great thing to do is think of your plate as like a pie chart, and can you fill up 75% of your plate with vegetables, right? Like roasted Brussels sprouts and, you know, steamed greens and sauteed greens, and then have the size of your fist for your starch, size of your fist for your protein. And then I like a lot of healthy fat, like maybe a sliced avocado and some hemp seeds sprinkled over the top. So you can have a hugely satisfying meal with tons of fiber, you know, feel very, very satisfied. Your blood sugar will thank you. You'll feel satisfied longer. You can still, I still eat French fries. I just eat a portion that's like the size of my fist. So I get like the kid's size, but I still eat French fries sometimes, you know, a couple times a year I have a hankering. So you don't have to always do without everything, but that portion creep, like you mentioned earlier, I think also has shifted the amount that we think is appropriate to eat of certain foods, you know?
You know, someone just chimed in and she said, I use the metabolism before my program when I exercise. I take one in the morning and then I exercise in the late afternoon. And I take my other two before I do my cardio and before I do my workout. And I work out about an hour and a half. It's made a dramatic difference in my energy. Oh, I take the adrenal too. So my energy is really, really good and very focused. On my off days, I just take the two a day. On my on days, I take one or two in the morning and one or two before I do the gym, depending on my schedule. And it's made a big difference. That's good.
Oh, my gosh, I bet. Yeah, she probably feels like $1 million.
Well, it sounds like she's definitely heading in the right direction.
Yeah.
Or somebody just chimed in. They said this anxiety that you mentioned, is it taken the same time as the metabolism? Does it have to be taken by itself? My doctor took me off antidepressants. He said I was doing much better. I am doing better-ish. I still have a chart, and I still feel quite different. So they want to know if they could take it at the same time. Do they have to take it spread out? Is it best at bedtime or during the day? Or do we all have our trouble times and we take it then?
I think that's it, that anxiety can be taken anytime during the day, you know, from when I first wake up until right before I go to bed, and it will be beneficial whenever I take it. It will have some immediate benefit to the way my brain is handling stress, the way my thinking feels, but it also has cumulative long-term effects. So it's building and building and building over time, helping me handle stress better over time. So I like anxiety first thing in the morning because I can be pretty easily overwhelmed by my to-do list each day. Other people like it in the late afternoon. I've actually added in, it's a 2 capsules a day. I've added a 3rd capsule right before my husband and my 7-year-old daughter get home. He picks her up on his way home from work and brings her home. And I have needed the extra support to stay very cool and serene as they get home. And other people love it at bedtime when they feel like they manage okay during the day, but as soon as their head hits the pillow, that's when they feel like every browser tab of their brain opens back up and, you know, circus music starts playing and they start reliving, you know, memories. And so if that happens, it's great at bedtime. So anytime during the day, with or without food, anxiety is an easy supplement to take because you really can plug it in anywhere.
All right. This question comes in. She says, I take the positivity for my menopause symptoms, and it's worked really, really, really well. I stay well-balanced. I do take one all month, and then I went to 2 a month, and then I went to 3 per day, and it's taken me about 3 months, but oh my goodness, I feel great. As I'm now listening to you, the one area I'm trying to work on is my appetite as well as my metabolism that has totally depleted itself and left home. Can I take the metabolism formula with the positivity?
Great question. Yes, absolutely. And listener, you are not alone. I have so many women in my life who I know professionally or personally who, when they get to menopause age, they're like, this stinks. The same amount of food that I used to eat is now, you know, piling on around my midsection, just because that change in hormones, the change in metabolism can really throw us for a loop. So yeah, giving yourself the gift of that added support to keep your body burning the fuel as quickly as it should, helping with, you know, the mental aspects, the stress relief and energy giving ingredients in metabolism, all will set her up for success, along with the positivity that's really working on all of her hormonal function or her, you know, estrogen and progesterone level. So I think that's a very smart combo.
Here's one for you. I am 65. My friend is 66. My other friend is 67. We take great care of ourselves. We eat an awesome diet. We all live in the same complex. We all go to the mall every morning and walk a couple miles. We walk for quite a while.
Love it.
It seems like with all the good things we're doing, none of our scales ever change. even though we are healthy and eating the good things, and I think we can base our health a lot on that. We drink a lot of water. We eat no junk, even though we would love to. But all three of us say that we're kind of where we were when we started a year ago, and we all could lose a little bit more. Is this metabolism good for us old ladies?
Funny. They sound adorable, and I want to go mall walking with them. I think this would be a great thing to add in, and they could absolutely be buddies for each other, you know, checking in with each other to make sure they're taking their three capsules a day and seeing what they feel and comparing notes, because, yeah, some people will feel that relief from hunger or the reduction in cravings. Some people will feel that sunny optimism kick in first, those energy levels. So, yeah, I think that's a great idea. And they may also want to add in the adrenal tea or even the thyroid tea. If they experience any of the other symptoms that might indicate they have low thyroid, like losing their eyebrows from sort of the outside portion of their eyebrows, if those are sparse or gone, or feeling cold, clammy, low libido, brain fog, low energy, low body temperature, they're having some of those symptoms as well. They may also want to nourish and support their thyroids. Because that can really make a difference on the rate at which your body burns your food or fuel.
You know, the thing about it is you've made this line so easy for people to use it. It's almost like, you know, we're shopping for a specific area of ill health or frustration. Mm-hmm. And we're doing it that way just for us. And I think that's made it so much easier because we are now looking at a time in history, maybe for the first time, when everybody is not crammed into the same box. And everybody can treat their situations as they relate to them. And then not everybody is trying to, you know, just trying to do the same thing as their friends. They might still be thinking about it, but they're realizing that they're different people. And when they stop trying to get the same results as somebody else, they realize that they're all different on the inside. They may get the finish line, but they may need to follow a different protocol. And I think that's why Stay Healthy has done so well, because of the way the products are laid out, the best of the best, and having this built-in staff that can say, you know, why are you going that way? It seems like you're going backwards rather than forward, you know, and be able to discuss this with them. And boy, I'll tell you what, that's priceless.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I know there have been studies that sometimes people start feeling a relief of their symptoms when they just start speaking to a healthcare provider in a doctor's setting, right? Like that immediately, just the personal interaction can start them feeling better. You can get that experience without a copay by going into a wonderful local independent health food store and have someone listen to you and say, other people who've reported that experience have had, you know, some benefit from supplements like these, ingredients like these, or there are studies that indicate these kinds of ingredients can be beneficial if you're feeling those kinds of, you know, challenges. So, yeah, being able to talk to somebody in real life, get that feedback and support, and, you know, those real life customer reviews from a staff member at the store, it is priceless, like you said.
One big question comes in with this, and I know we talk about it all the time, but I'm going to address it anyway. Are these best with food, without food? Is there a preference? And can we take them together, or do we have to split them up?
Great question. The metabolism product, I think we recommend with food because there's a really nice dose of chromium in the formula, so you'd want that to help with your blood sugar. So taking it with your meals makes the most sense. Also, green tea on an empty stomach. Even if you just drink a cup of green tea on an empty stomach, for some people who are more sensitive, that can cause, you know, a little digestive upset. So with a meal is the best way to take the metabolism formula. Both the adrenal tea and anxiety, the labels say with or without food. Again, if you have a really sensitive belly, because the adrenal tea contains B vitamins, you might want to do that with a meal. I've never had any belly upset from the adrenal tea, though, no matter when I take it personally. So.
Okay. Question came in. It says, I have some of these problems. I am 54 years old. I'm a guy. I've been exercising, trying to do this. Just real quick, is this something that'll work as well for somebody my age? And as for guys, I'm not doing heavy weights. I'm doing light weights, but a lot of cardiovascular. Can the metabolism be a yes or no for me?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think it would be a great thing. It'll help him burn his calories faster, crave fewer of the foods that aren't working for him, keep his blood sugar balanced, so so the food gets burned as fuel instead of stored as fat. It's a great formula, yeah, men or women. He may also want to take a look at adding in masculinity, if he doesn't take that, to help increase his body's utilization of testosterone. So that may make a difference for his ability to put on, to convert, you know, fat to muscle, basically, right? Have less body fat, more body muscle, which will also help his metabolism.
Awesome. I want to thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you here. Continued
yes.
great work that you do out in the field, and keep it up, and keep informing everyone, because that just makes everybody's lives that much better.
Thank you for the opportunity, Jeff. It's my pleasure.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care.
My guest today is Sarah Burden, representing Life Seasons. Remember to ask for your coupons to use on the products. And, of course, they've got everyday low prices on the Life Seasons line as well. When you pick up the bottles, you will have an instant idea of exactly what's going on. They make it pretty easy. The formulations are odd. They're eclectic. I love to use that word, because they're different than what you've ever seen. But then you look at them and you go, huh. This looks pretty good. This is just something different than what I'm used for. And I've ever used in my past and I've ever seen before, and that's okay. Because you know what? Are we still a young industry? We are. Are we still learning? Absolutely. And that is a good, great thing. So definitely check out the formulas from Life Seasons at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one source for everything you need that has to do with your health. One location, one place, the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, you know, the greatest selection of the highest quality products from companies that think of all of us first, us the consumer first. Because that's what we are. We're consumers. We all buy our products. We all want our products to work well. We all want to do really good with our journeys. But, you know, sometimes we need help. You know, so ask the people that have the knowledge. You know, they've been in the Valley. They're in their fourth decade. And, you know, they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. Can you see what, and even imagine what they've saw, what information they've passed on, and what now they have to do on a much bigger scale, because, you know, they're the ones that are people go to for information. They are the go-to store for great products in every category, but also great advice, because you can't get that anywhere else. You know, as much as I travel the country and travel around and I visit stores, and people are so sweet and so nice, and, you know, some of them don't give any information at all. And even when you ask for it, ooh, it's really vague. You know, it's kind of like you're waiting for them to give you a little bit more than what you already know, and it just doesn't come. I mean, you go to Stay Healthy, and they're telling you things, and you're just like, oh, my goodness, really? You know, and oh, I just read this study, wouldn't share this study with you. And, you know, you find out, you know, so much more information. So head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to visit their webpage. It's new. It's being updated. It's really, really, really good. You can print a coupon to use on your next purchase. You can leave your email address and start getting upcoming information and newsletters. So something you definitely want to make it a part of your routine. When you're looking for those tidbits of information, those daily motivational ideals and reminders of great information, look no further than their Facebook page. Go on Facebook, pull up Stay Healthy, click on their page, and every day you'll stay connected. Find out what's going on in the store, what's going on in the industry, what's new, what kind of super specials they have in the store, all because you're going to stay connected with them through Facebook. Give them a thumbs up. I hope you had a good time today. I hope you learned a lot. It's Life Seasons, great company. Sarah Burden, great guest. Great topic, the metabolism, the adrenal. Of course, the anxiety. We talked about that today, too. All of them available. Ask for your $3 off coupon and give the products a shot. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.